Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
High school football in Texas. Of course, the state high school football champions are being decided this weekend. Well, there's so many stories and just an endless number of great historical stories. And you've been working on one going back to 1916?
Right.
Well, it's 100 years ago.
Yes.
Carol looks back at what was going on 100 years ago, and so that would be 1916. And in the early days of high school football, they would round up just about anybody they could, wouldn't they,
to put them out there on,
and probably not Friday night in those days, but to put them out there and represent the high school team.
The bigger, the better.
The bigger, stronger. Yeah.
No, it wasn't on Friday night because they didn't have lights.
So I think
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and maybe even some Friday afternoon.
Right.
In those days, but so Greenville and Sherman got into a rivalry.
Yes.
In 1916, and it all had to do with using ineligible players.
Well, both teams were undefeated until the last game, and Sherman beat Greenville 10 to nothing, and the next day, that was on Saturday, and on Monday, the coach, who was Clyde Littlefield, suggested rather strongly that Sherman was playing an ineligible player, and so therefore Greenville should get by de facto. Well, that was fine. That went along for 2 days. And the next thing we saw in the paper was that Littlefield had gone to Austin because the coach at Oak Cliff said, both of those teams had ineligible players. Now, this had started back in November because they had sort of districts. They had schedules where they played. And when they finished their schedule, Oak Cliff coach suggested that they have a playoff, and then whoever won the playoff could play Oak Cliff. And this is how this started.
Mm-hmm. This was prior to, I don't think the University Interscholastic League existed at this time, although it did by 1920.
Yes, I think 1920 was the earliest.
Yeah, and that's the first official record of a state champion, although we're going to talk about Greenville as an unofficial champion here, I think, before we're done. So what ultimately happened?
I don't know. By the end of December of 1916, nothing had taken place. Of course, they were getting ready they didn't have Christmas holidays like we do now. They were off maybe 2 or 3 days before. And at some point, sometimes Greenville schools went back to school between Christmas and New Year's. So I've read everything in December 1916.
We're talking to Carol Taylor, and Carol's the head of the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, Clyde Littlefield, legendary Greenville coach, but also legendary University of Texas coach.
Yes, he was the University of Texas football coach. He started their track and field program down there, and it's now called the Littlefield
Texas Relays.
Yeah. He was the Olympic I was on the coaching staff of the 1952 Olympics in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm. He's better known, I think, now anyway, as the track and field coach at the University of Texas. Decades that, but you know, what a major coaching figure at the University of Texas down through the years. So Clyde Littlefield is a legendary coach in Greenville history. He's in the Hall of Honor, or whatever they call it, at Greenville High School. Won an unofficial state championship in 1919.
Yes.
As I say, the earliest record for an official state football champion in the UIL is 1920. Those days, they had won a single state champion. There were no classifications.
Right.
And Greenville won under that situation in 1933, and that was an official state championship. Now, what were you telling me the scoring total was for the Greenville team? This was the 1916 team?
No, 1919.
The 1919 team.
When they won the unofficial state championship,
yeah.
They outscored their opponents 283 points to 0. Every team they played nobody could score against him.
That's quite a record.
That's quite a record.
You wonder again, were all of those players, I guess they were eligible players, or somebody would have called them on it, or other teams had their own ineligible players
and
couldn't say anything. But that's how it was in those days. And I understand, now you're from West Texas. I think it was maybe even more so
Texas. Out in the oil fields, it definitely was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.